students will be returning to classrooms in Wake County next month. But as Cole Del Charco reports, the plan is not being supported by everyone with a stake in the public schools.
It was a longer and more contentious discussion than expected, but after several hours of deliberation, the Wake County School Board approved a plan late Tuesday to allow some students back in classrooms as soon as the end of October. Roxy Cash is the co-chair of the Wake County School Board and thinks the plan doesn't go far enough.
I would still prefer to see all of the K1, 2, 3 kids into class on October 26th in full.
The plan that did pass calls for a tiered reopening, with pre-K through third graders and students with special needs coming back part-time in late October, then full-time in November. Fourth and fifth graders will go in-person on a rotation starting in November. So will middle school students, but high school will remain remote this semester. Many parents have pushed for the in-school option, but many teachers say it's too soon. Kristen Beller is a teacher and the regional director of the North Carolina Association of Educators.
I think that our community as a whole has gotten real caught up in the plan, and the plan is really important, and the plan is part of this, but so are the resources.
Beller and the NCAE want all remote learning to continue in Wake County, but if in-person is the plan, she says more PPE and cleaning resources are necessary. A Wake County Schools staff survey only allowed teachers to express which in-person plan they preferred, and the majority of teachers chose the ones that brought back the youngest and fewest number of students to classrooms. And teachers aren't alone in their concerns. In a survey conducted by the Wake County Division of Principals and Assistant Principals, 70% of those who responded said an October return wasn't feasible. Beller says the transitional period built into the plan is not enough time.
We have no idea how much interaction the students who are coming into our classrooms have had with other kids. We don't know if they've been practicing staying socially distant from other children.
Other large districts are split on returning to in-person instruction. The Durham Public Schools have pushed any return back until after the holidays. Elementary students in Johnson County are scheduled to return full-time next month. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.